Because we said before the beginning of the parak, hoitzoy is called the av malacha. Hachnos is only called the toda. The av malacha is carrying from rishus hayochid out to rishus harabim. That's called hoitzoy. That's the av. When you carry something from outside to inside, hachnos is only a toda. So how could Rebbe say here yichayiv tu chatoyis if you stand outside rishus harabim and throw the ball through the rishus hayochid? Good is considered like it landed, and then it goes right there outside again. But a chur, it's a told and an av, the same av and same toldo. You only chayiv one. V'atanya Rebbe Yoimel, dvarim hadvarim ela hadvarim. With Darshan dvarim to say two, hadvarim the hay is three, and ela is 36. With Darshan ela hadvarim is elo lamates melachis. These are the 39 melachis. Shenemru l'Moshe b'Sinai, and Amalei Rabbi Yosef. Yeah. And what does it mean, 39 malachas? That means there's only the most chatois. It could be chayy for one Shabbos, is only 39 chatois. So that's why the Pasuk says, Eila hadvorim, Eila lamates malachas, that we have 39 chatois. So how is that shaykh? That means you only chayy for each av, you chayy for one chatois. But if you want to handle with toldois, every av could have 1,000 toldois you could have. See if you can tell me, Rebbe holds Yechayah for Yitzor and for Achnosom. That means Yechayah for a Toda and for a Tzav. So why are there only 39 Chatoyis? There could be much more than 39 Chatoyis. If you do all the Todas, you can be Chayah 1,000 Chatoyis, you can be Chayah. So after Amalei, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Ma'aroha Mastinlo. You learned Rav and Shmuel, said the dinner Rebbe on this Braisa. The Kashla, you had it Shver. The Rebbe had Rabbi Stephen Rebbe. Anan ad Rabbi Yehuda Mastinin. We learned Rav and Shmuel's din on Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, not on Rabbi's din. But like Kashton, on Rabbi Yehuda there's no kasha. Titania, another brisa says, Mirashus Hayochid, Rishus Rabbin. Somebody throws something from your house, Rishus Hayochid, into the Rishus Rabbin. The other Abba Amos Rishus Rabbin. So like you did two malachas here. In your house, you took a chayfitz and threw it outside Rishus Rabbin, and it went down Amos Rishus Rabbin and landed down there. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv. The Chumim Poitrim. Chumim say Yepotel Gamri. So soon say, what do you mean Yepotel Gamri? The Chur you threw from your house to Rishus Rabbim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Mechayiv Hoy Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. Eshli said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv Yechayiv too. Achas Mishum Hoytzor. Hey, see those vices when you carry this chayfitz, you threw it out the window. As soon as it got to the first second of the Rishus HaRabim, the first step, it's Kemishun Chedomi, as if it landed Rishus HaRabim. And then it goes right to Noel Dal Damas, Yechayi from Havorah, Dal Damas, Rishus HaRabim. Achas Mishum Haitzor, V'yachas Mishum Havorah. That's how Yechayi too. So to these, Salkadayik Tichodu Hudu Mechayi, because if you only want to say Yechayi only one, of the late Shver, Mechlaud Rabbonah Patru Lagamri. Rabbanan say a pot legamri here. You took this bull, you threw it from your house into the Shus Rabin, and landed Dal Damas later. Chom say potter. If you mean the Chom say a pot legamri, why? Ho afik lo mir Shus Yochel, Shus Rabin. You took this bull out from mir Shus Yochel to Shus Rabin. So why you pot legamri? So what's the pshat then? You want to say the Chom say potter means you potter from two. The Chom say you only chayiv one, that's what the Chom means to say. You chayiv one for the Hoytzor. You took the ball from Rishus HaYochid and it landed Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv only one. But if Yehuda is the one that says you chayiv two. Why you chayiv two? Because when it goes out the window, as soon as it gets to the first foot of Rishus HaRabim, it's Kemi Shehun Chedomi. So you made Hoytzor. Then it goes right to Dal Damit, it's called Havara. So according to Yehuda, you chayiv two. Say Nechlam, Yehuda, it's not Shver. Yehuda is that cold, you chayiv atod, but mock him out. So in Yehuda there won't be any shvekei. All right, stop now. You know the tzaddik zayin and mebeis. Again, the shaila was ayichayiv two. If you make a hoytzor and a hachnosa, ayichayiv two or one. We'll see in the more of the third line. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Mara ha masni lo v'kashalei. The Rebbe had the Rebbe. Had a Stephen Rebbe. He wanted to say that Rebbe says, when you throw from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim Dal Damlis, we wanted to say Yechayiv Shtayim. One for Hoytzor, and one for Avor Dal Damlis. So Shiloh was, one's an Av and one's a Toldo. You want to say Yechayiv too for the same Av and the same Toldo. I Rebbe says, no, you only Chayiv 39 Chatois. See, I have Stephen Rebbe's. Zogt Anano Ad Rabbi Yehuda Masninon Loi. Masninon, but like Hashalon. I learned this Teretz along Alib Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is not Shver. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you do a told and an av of the same av, you chayiv too. The Tanya, the Bryce says like this:
Rishus Hayochid Rishus Rabim. Somebody throws something from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Rabim, the Ovar Abba Amas Rishus Rabim. And it didn't land right in Rishus Rabim, it went further, another Dalad Amas Rishus Rabim. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv, the Chomim Poitra, Chomim Sayyapotr. Even though you threw from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Rabim, still the Chomim Sayyapotr. So the Havamina is, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoy Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. The Shaila is, are you Chayiv 2 or 1? Chayiv 2. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Chayiv 2? Achas Mishum Hoytzo, because you threw from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that's called Hoytzo, the Achas Mishum Havora, and then it blinds like another Malach of Havora. Notice we consider it, when it left your house into the Rishus HaRabim, right away we say the Svara Kluta Kamishunchum, as if it landed on the ground. And then it went up by itself, and went again, Dalad Amas, Mishus HaRabim. That's Havara, Dalad Amas. So you have two. One Mishum Hoitzor, and one Mishum Havara. So the Gemara, what's the Raya? These Salkadaika Chodu, the Mechayiv, if you want to say of Yehuda that it says Chayiv, only means you only Chayiv one, of the Zoy Mechlal, the Rabbonin, Patri Lagamri, the Rabbonin Sayyipotr. So if you're going to say of Yehuda only says there's one Chayiv, that means Rabbonin Sayyipotr Lagamri. Is the kasha? How could Rabbanan say a potter? For afik lo mirushus hayochad rishus rabim. You threw it out from rishus hayochad rishus rabim. So how could Rabbanan say a potter? Elamai Rabbanan mamoydi only chayiv one. The pshat is they don't hold the svara klut to kamishunchon. You took the ball from rishus hayochad and you threw it out for rishus rabim. When it lands, it's called one ma'isa veira. You made an akir rishus hayochad and it landed rishus rabim yichayiv one. You have Yehuda hold yichayiv two. Because he yells a svara klut to kamishunchon. When you threw the ball outside your house, as soon as it went through the first avi rishus rabin, klut to kamishunchon. It's as if it made hanlochin rishus rabin, yichayif hoitso. And then it goes right to another daldamis, yichayif havoro. So this is the raya then of Yehuda holds yichayif a told of a mokimav. Even though hoitso is the yav, and havoro daldamis is only a told of, Yehuda holds yichayif too. That's what we want to hold. And if you it's not shver, maybe if you the taka does hold that an av and a tolda could be chayiv for two. So the more name noraya mimai duma liyeda mei malach if you the chod the mechayiv. I tell you no, if you the taka only says you chayiv one, the mechayiv for two. Either he holds you don't say klut to kamishuncha, or else if you the holds you're not chayiv for nav but mokem a tolda or tolda but mokem an av. Therefore you only chayiv one for rabbon and I bezoy patri lagamri. Rabbanan Taka say Yepot Lagamri. You took this bull, you threw it from your Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and it landed Dalad Amas later, Yepot Lagamri. For the Gemara of Heichim Mishkachas Lo, why, what kind of svar is that? Why according to Rabbanan Yepotah? You threw a chepas from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara could go in the Oma, the person said, Ah, the Norfolk land of Rishus HaRabim Tanuach. His das was, I just want to throw it out to the first inch of the Rishus HaRabim. My das is that as soon as it gets into Rishus HaRabim, I want it to land. So as if he had das to throw this coin into this spot in Rishus HaRabim. And by mistake, you threw it too hard, and it went right to Nol Daladamas. So according to Rabbonin, you pot legamri. Because it's called Lo Yisavid Machshavtoi. Your machshava was it should land over here, Rishus HaRabim. And it didn't land here, it went right to Nol Daladamas. That's why you pot it. So Rashi. We say that as soon as the chayfetz goes into the avi rishus harabim, it's considered like it was munach there. So kluta kemishuncha v'yisavid le machshavtoi. Your machshava was you throwing this coin out from your house to the Rishus HaRabim, and your machshava was it should land its first second it gets into the Rishus HaRabim. Now if you hold this new svara kluta, the fact it goes through the avir is command the hunach damin, so it's as if it landed the first second in the Rishus HaRabim. That's why it's called Rabbi Yehuda Yechayiv. For Yabon and Tzavri, lo yamrin a kluta kemishuncha, lo yisavid le machshavtoi. And that's why they wouldn't say Yepot Lagamri. Your machshava was this coin should land in the beginning of Rishus HaRabim. And it did happen. It landed Dalad Amas later. That's why Yepotr. So the Gemara Avala told them, Amokamav, Loi Mechayv Yehuda. It could be a Yehuda also only holds you only chayiv one. You're not chayiv for two. You only chayiv one. And Echnami, two you can't be chayiv, because since you're doing hoitzor, that's the yav, even if you're doing avora now, you'd be potter. You're not chayiv, and I told you, mokum av. So maybe that's pshan, this machlekes. So the Gemara name that can't be. Let's talk about that, don't think like this. Tetanya, we have Yehuda, Moisef, Av, Hashrevet, V'yamadagdik. We have Yehuda was Moisef in the mission of Ovis Malachas, we have 39, he said Shrevet and Madagdik is also a special Av Malachim. Now these are two types of Ariga, of fixing up the Ariga, we'll soon see. That's what Yehuda holds. Omruloi, the Rabbanan said back, no, Shrevet Hareyu Bechlau Mesech. Shrevet is Bechlau the Malach of Mesech. And Madagdik Hareyu Bechlau Oirig. That's Bechlau the Malachas Oirig. Now again, I forgot to bring the picture book again. The way you weave is, first you put along the strings of the chassis. You make strings going upwards, a lot of strings going upwards, and then you make the orif going in a way, you weave through it. So, mesach means setting up the chassis, setting up the strings going upwards, that's the meleches mesach. If you have the weaving machine, and you put the strings going upwards, that's the av melech of mesach. What does shevet mean? Shevet means when you put the string upwards, they're not so straight. After you put them up, you have to hit the strings to make them go into place. So we hold that's a chilek of mesach. It's not a special av malacha by itself, but shevet is bechlau mesach. That mesach means setting up the long strings, and shevet means hitting them, getting them into place. It's one malacha. If you hold it's a separate malacha, there's one malacha stam putting the strings in the machine upwards, around, and then shevet is a new malacha. You take a stick, like a shevet means you hit it. You hit the string to get them in place, that's a separate melacha, that's a view of the shita. Vaita medagdik, hareya b'chlal oirig. Oirig is when you put the strings going across, going the oriv. It means after you have the strings, they are long ways, then you put the strings across that you weave, that's what makes the weaving. So that's oirig, making the weaving, putting the string across. Medagdik is the same thing, when you put the string across, sometimes it's not so straight, you have to be medagdik to get it into the right position. You move that string around. So if you hold, there's two malachas. There's one malach of the chlal putting the string across, weaving it, and even after you put it across, then you have to be madagdig. You have to smooth it out, get it into the right shape, right position. So if you do shita, it's a separate av by itself. And the chum say, no, it's the chlal the same malach. If you do it together, it's only one av malach. So the chura will be bringing it right now, that we're talking about you doing them together. And since you're doing them together, if you hold your chayiv too. So you see, Yechayiv for an av and a tolda together, Yechayiv too. So it's Gemara name. Oh, it's Gemara. My love, the Avdinu Latavaya Behadar Dodi. We're talking about the quantity of Yehuda Moisif means you did Shevet and you did Mesach together. You did Medagdik and you did Ariga together. And still Yechayiv for both of them. I, one's an av and one's a tolda. So it's a Raya of Yehuda, all Yechayiv for an av and Mokam tolda. Ushmamina de Mechayiv, all your Yehuda, a tolda of Mokam av. Even though Shevet is only a tolda of Mesach, still Yechayiv too. So the Gemara name, Mimai, Dilma Liyelam Diyovda Laho Lachuda Vo Lachuda. Maybe I'll tell you, no, Yehuda is not talking about you did both together. You did a Shevet and you did a Mesach together. It's talking about you did one separately. Only a Mesach. Only a Shevet. If you have Yehuda, I told him, Mokam Av, Loi Mechayiv. Enechnami, if you do an Av, and then you do a tolda, you do a Mesach Hoitzor on Shabbos. And then you'll be Mavra Dalamas Mishus Rabin, you'd only be Chayef one. Since it's a told of the Yav, you only Chayef one. So then what's this Machlokes then of Yehuda and the Rabbonin? Do you consider Shevet and Mesech two separate ones, or do you consider it one? Of all Kemiflegi. The Yehuda saw Hani Ovis Ninu. That's the Pshat. And Yehuda holds that this Shevet, that means after you put the strings in the weaving machine upwards, you straighten it out, the shevet, it's not a tolda. He holds it's called an av by itself. He holds that's an av. That's a Yehuda's Kiddush. Vokim Efugi. The Yehuda saw the Hani Yavis Ninu. If you are born in Savri, Hani told this Ninu. That's the Machlokes. If Yehuda would hold that shevet is only a tolda, Avadi wouldn't be chayiv too. The Yehuda holds shevet is an av by itself. And that's the Machlokes. The Rabbanan say no, it's only a tolda, and if Yehuda holds Shevet and Medagdik is enough a separate malacha to be called a malacha by itself. So the Gemara Teda bring your Raya for this, that Yehuda is not saying Yechayiv for a tolda malacha mav, but Yechayiv for two toldas. Tiktoni of Yehuda Moisif. Yehuda adds. What do you mean he adds? Iyamit Bishleima Ovois, my Moisif, Moisif Ovois. We have before Mishnah there are 39 novice malachas. So if Yehuda is saying I'm adding to those 39, Shevet and Medardik. So if you can tell me Shevet and Medardik is an Av Malacha, is good what he's adding. He's adding another Av Malacha. Eli Yamre told us, my Moisif, what do you mean he's Moisif? There are thousands of Toldus. Doesn't Basay of Yehuda's Moisif told us in the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say the Toldus. The Mishnah just says, La Mites Ovis Malachas. So it's a Diyak. If Yehuda says he's adding another Av Malacha. So right, we're going to apply that if Yehuda never says Yechai for a Tolda and an Av at the same time. He only is Chai for different Ovis. I, Mesech, it's a separate Malacha by itself. Mesech and Shevet. Where Itmanami, Rabbi of Rabbi Yisrael Yarmah Tevayu, Lo Yechai of Rabbi Yehuda Elachas, Enecham Yehuda only says Yechai of one. When you threw from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin, and it went down to Rishus Rabin, you only Chai for one. Omele, why? You can't be chayif for the Havora, because since you're chayif for the Yitzor, that's the Yav, you're not chayif for the Tolda, but Mokam the Yav. Omele, Ravina Rav Ashi, Olamai, the Solikadayti Mikora, the Mechayif, why Rav Yehudi Shtayim, but we had a Havimini before that according to Rav Yehudi, you're chayif too. And Tzad, you're chayif for the Av Malacha, you threw the coin from your house into the Shusarab, you made Hoytzor, and then it went down Damas, you're chayif for Havora. Even though Avor was a Toldah, the Av mean it was, you could be Mechayev for an Av and a Toldah together. But the kasher is, why Yechayev too? E lohochi kaboyilo, lohochi lo kiboyilo. And e lohochi kaboyilo, lohochi lo kiboyilo. Like we said before, you have to have a machshava, you have to know where you want to throw it. Here the person wants to throw it outside from his house into the Shus Rabin. Where did you have machshava to throw it? If Yadka wanted to throw it as soon as it lands in Shus Rabin, so you only chayiv one for the tzor. Later, when it goes right to Dal Damis, you didn't have machshava to land Dal Damis later. Sakri mechayiv two. Manashuk. If you have this coin should end up Dal Damis away, so you can't be chayiv for the tzor. What do you mean chayiv for the tzor? As soon as the coin left the house, we say Kluta makes as if it landed right here. But that wasn't your machshava. Your machshava was you want to throw this coin Dal Damis. So you have machshava to land over there. Obviously, for this Hanukkah, your potter. Elamai what? No, he had that. It should land as soon as it goes into Rishas Rabin. So you're chayiv for the tzor. But then you can't be mechayiv for that vara. You didn't have that for it to go later. And that's the kasha. Where did you have kavana? It should go. How are you chayiv too? Or malay, or from Malakimta, v'yoyme kol mokem she tirtza tenuach. He says, I'm not mocking where it lands. Wherever it lands, I'm nicha with it. I'm just doing a ma'isai tzor. I'm throwing this coin outside Rishas Rabin. Wherever it lands, I'm nicha. So Mel Rabin was a Yehuda old Kluta Kemishuncha. So as soon as the coin goes outside to Rishas Rabin, it's considered like it landed right now. You made Hoy Tzor. Then it goes right to another Dal Damis. That's called Havara. And the Rabin was he's Chayiv for a Toldo of Mokamav. That's not the case he's Chayiv too. So the Gemara. Pshita. Niskavin Lizrak Shmoina. Person standing Rishas Rabin. And he has Das to throw this ball 8 Amis away from him. That's his Das to throw it 8 Amis. The Zorak Arba, and by mistake he only threw it 4, or the ball only went 4 amas away. So Churitz Loi Mekayim Machshavtei, he didn't do what he had Machshava. It should go out like Einim Eskavim, like Mesasik. So at Gemara, no, you still Chayiv. Hare Kosav Shemi Shimon. It's not worse when somebody wants to write the word Shimon, and he only writes the word Shem, Shin Mem. That's all he writes. Shimon, Shin Mem, Ayin Vav Nun, he left out, he only wrote the Shin Mem that we had before Yechayiv. Ah, you had machshava to write Shimon, but without shame is a choshev azach by itself. Yechayev is here also. You had kavanah to throw 8 amis, but now that you threw it 4 amis, it's a choshev azrikam. Yechayev for that. What about fakert? Niskavin lizrak arba. You had kavanah only to throw the chayfit dal damis away. Vazarek Shimon, and by mistake you threw it too hard and it went away dal damis. Are you chayevanat mao? Me amrinon ho'opaklei. Kavot he threw it out. And he had kavanah to make hoytzor, to make havara dal damas his chayiv. Oy duma heichid the boy holenach about kolponim. He wanted it to land after 4 amis, and now it went further 8 amis. He didn't have das to land there, so that's not called mekayim machshav. It's not called a good hanocha. So it's Gemara. What's the whole shaila here? For lav heinu diyomalei ravina ravashi. Isn't this like we have before? Ravina answered ravashi viyomalei viyomer kol mokam shatirtza tenuach. That what? When do we say Yechayiv? Only when a person says, I'm making Hoytzor, and wherever it lands on Nicha, then Yechayiv here, Yechayiv there, because he had Machshava both places. Mashmakula, if you don't have Machshava, but you land after Dal Damis, you're Potter. So both these cases should be Potter. You had Kavanah to throw 4,
and it ended up you only throw four. You had kavanah to throw eight amos away, and it ended up it only went four amos. You didn't have machshava to land after four amos. You wanted it to land only after eight amos. So zayi potter. That's called loikayim machshavtoi. Or if I can't, you wanted to throw four amos, and it went eight amos away. When it landed eight amos away, that wasn't your machshava. Your machshava wasn't to land there. That's not called a good hanocha. Hey, for hanocha, you have to have machshava. You wanted to land in that place. So both these two cases, you put them. So Drashi, the first one, the big lines here. V'lav haino de boyim enei b'yom alei boyimya. Ho lo yom ahochi. But if the person did not say wherever it lands, amnichon, loy mechayiv. Elim came nocha b'mokim machshavtoi. You only chayiv if the hanocha is the place where you wanted to rest. Hochi nami. B'tavaya mifter. Both these two cases, you put them. Loishna neskav nizvik shemayna zorek arba. Loishna nizvik arba zorek shemayna potter. Because that wasn't your machshava. So both cases you put. I fret the Gemara. Oh, the Kamer Terei Kosev Shemi Shimon. Yes, Mikasha though. When you had Kavanah to throw eight amis, and you ended up only throwing four amis, you wanted to say a small Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Because by doing four, it's a Choshev Melacham. Just like when you have Kavanah to write the word Shimon, and you only write the first Shin Mem Yechayiv. So you see, when you start doing it, Yechayiv. Fret the Gemara. Me dummy. Hasam Kama the Loi Kosev Shem Loi Michtav Le Shimon. So when you had Matkila Das to write the word Shimon, you had Das to write a Shin, to write a Mem. So when you go write the Shin and the Mem, it's called Makayim Machshavtoi. That was your Das. You can't write Shimon without first writing your Shin Mem. So when you wrote the first Shin Mem, you had Kavona. So that by itself is a Choshev Hashem. Shem means something by itself. That's why you chayiv. Abahocha, Kama Deloi Zorek Arbo Le Mizdarka Le Timna. That means here it's two separate maisim. You wanted it to land eight amos away. What does four amos have to do with eight amos? Four amos is not eight amos. It's not what you wanted. So maybe you'd be potter. So Drashach Yasinim. With the camera to Rei Kosev Shem Yishimin. Drashach Bar Niskam, made by Niskam, and Nizvik Shemoyna. You had to have to throw eight amos away. The Zorah Dalad, you only threw it four amos. To Pshit, Lelech Yuva, you want to say Pshit Yechayiv. Kol Moisiv, we say no. Mi Dami. Before you write the word Shimon, you have to first write Shin Mem. Hilka, ki kos of shame, you wrote Shin Mem b'kavona, ksivei, as ksivei, you wrote it b'kavona. V'oved le malocha, you did a good malocha, diyei shame odom, bebeiz eis salolu. There's the shame of a person, a person's called shame, it's called a name. Avahocha, you had das to throw it eight amos away, and it ended up only four amos away. Avahocha kol kamad lezor dalv, she tenuach lesev dalid, le mizdarek le timna, b'tzmiya. It has no shaykhis four tate. Hilka kinach lesev dalid, when it ended off at the end of four amos, le niskayim achshavtoi. Your machshava wasn't that it should land four amos. True, it has to travel four amos to get eight amos, but you don't want it to rest at the end of four amos. Your machshav was it to travel straight and end up eight amos. Now it only traveled four and landed at four. That has nothing to do with your machshava. You had no kavanah for it to rest at the end of four. Therefore, avad yipotter. That's the halacha. If you weren't makayim machshavtoi, yipotter. It's not called you had kavanah to do the malacha. Tana rabbon, hazorik mirshus harabim mirshus harabim. Rishus Hayochid Biemtza. I say again, you're standing on Beverly, and you throw something from the Rishus Rabin Beverly through the shul into the other Rishus Rabin. Yeah? Is Alocha Dal Damas Chayiv. Abi, you threw Dal Damas in the Rishus Rabin itself, Yechayiv. We don't know this far as Klut to Kemishuncha. When it went through the Rishus Hayochid, it means nothing. So the kids see you threw from one Rishus Rabin to another Rishus Rabin. Now the Alocha is in Rishus Rabin, when are Yechayiv? If you threw Dal Damas. Let's say you're standing two amis away from the shul there, and it went two amis away from the shul there, you'll be chayiv. Because lemaisa, you threw four amis in Rishus Rabim. Even though two amis is there, two amis is there, it's mistarif. So it's Gemara. The answer of Dalad amis, chayiv. Focus miyab amis potter. But if you only were two amis away from the shul,